This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, Giants beat reporter Zach Rosenblatt here from NJ Advance Media, and this is your latest update powered by the Talk Is Cheap podcast. The Giants finished their 2020 season 6-10, and as the playoffs rage on, they now turn the attention to the offseason. Though Joe Judge still took a minute to reflect on the season in a radio interview with WFAN earlier this week. During that interview, Judge called back to some of his comments about Doug Peterson and the Eagles and their alleged tanking effort in Week 17. He did not want to comment on Doug Peterson getting fired, which kind of throws a wrench into the NFC East hierarchy for 2021. He also reiterated his commitment to Daniel Jones as the Giants quarterback of the future, at least in 2021, and explained why he feels that way. Interestingly, most of the focus was on things that don't even have much to do with actual skills. He talked about his competitiveness, his development, his toughness, his grasp of the offense, and his ability to understand the offense. His numbers simply weren't good enough, though, with 11 touchdowns in 14 games with 16 turnovers, which even Judge acknowledged. Maybe don't jump off the page. But the Giants are still committed to him for at least one more year. It'll be make or break for him in 2021, and they'll have to do whatever they can to surround him with better talent to finally put him in position to succeed in a way that he hasn't yet. Jones hasn't beaten any winning teams in his time as the Giants quarterback. A lot of early mock drafts for 2021 have the Giants picking Florida tight end Kyle Pitts. He's not an ordinary tight end, though, as the Giants star is huge at 6'6", 245 pounds. He's extremely athletic, and he's more of a wide receiver tight end hybrid. Pro Football Focus graded him better than any tight end in their history. And in 2020, he had 12 touchdowns and 770 yards in only 8 games. He finished 10th in Heisman voting, and he was the first tight end to even rank in the top 10 for the Heisman since the 1970s. A lot of his snaps came at wide receiver, in the slot, and at tight end. But the fact that he has that versatility makes him one of the more intriguing players in the draft. He's also a decent blocker, which can't really be said for Evan Engram. Speaking of Engram, that puts into question whether he will return to the team in 2021. He's due $6 million guaranteed at the start of the league year in March, and the Giants could attempt to trade him to get off that salary and get away from the headache that he has been over the years. He was a Pro Bowler this last year, but he's statistically coming off his worst year, leading all tight ends with 11 drops, and Giants quarterbacks threw 6 interceptions on passes that were targeting him, the worst of his career and one of the worst in the NFL. He was a disaster in a lot of ways, and the Giants will have to decide if he's worth all that trouble. Getting Pitts would make it an easier decision. Now that the season is over, the Giants can start negotiating a contract with star defensive lineman Leonard Williams. He's expected to command a salary reaching as high as $20 million per season, which is the going rate for elite defensive tackles. But that also could keep the Giants from being able to re-sign Dalvin Tomlinson, at least if they plan to add any other free agents of note at positions of need like wide receiver, edge rusher, and cornerback. They don't have many other tough decisions to make, but other key contributing free agents they could consider bringing back include Wayne Gallman at running back, edge rusher Kyler Fackrell, long snapper Casey Kreider, offensive tackle Cam Fleming, safety Adrian Colbert, safety Nate Ebner, and defensive tackle Austin Johnson. They certainly won't bring back all of them, but a few of them can play a role still. The Giants also could still cut wide receiver Golden Tate, as well as left tackle Nate Solder, punter Riley Dixon, linebacker David Mayo, and tight end Levine Toyolo, all which would give the Giants a much-needed cap room. For all the latest Giants news, turn to the sports section of NJ.com and download the Talk Is Cheap podcast wherever podcasts are available.